There's a key flaw in the way that the U.S. health system has looked at how we value nursing within the context of care.
Welcome to See You Now Insights. I'm Rebecca McEnroy. This moment calls for a fundamental shift in how nursing is understood and valued in the United States, not simply as an expense on a balance sheet, but as a core driver of health, system performance, and outcomes. In this insight from episode 129, Investing in Nurses, Invisible to Invaluable, nurse leader Pam Cipriano, immediate past president of the International Council of Nurses and former president of the American Nurses Association, explains how the U.S. healthcare system's economic structure has historically obscured the value of nursing care, and why reorienting both policy and philosophy is essential to building a healthier, more sustainable future.
One of the real restraints for nursing over the years that occurred when the movement of care gravitated from the community into hospitals, and this was really in the mid-20th century. Nurses initially were supposed to be a line on the expense report that was specific to the cost of nursing care. However, at the last minute, it was changed and nursing became part of room and board. And if you talk to many nurse scholars today, they'll tell you that is one of the key issues, that there is actually a significant movement to try to change that. That is, again, one of those restraints that has not allowed nursing to emerge as more powerful within our organizations. And I'm talking specifically hospitals. But it's also one that I think reflects a significant lowering of the value. When we're talking about how do we evaluate and rate care, we shouldn't be talking about the quality of the food and the comfort of the bed at the same time talking about the professional care that nurses are providing that really results in life and death. So I think there's a key flaw in the way that the U.S. health system has looked at how we value nursing within the context of care. At the same time, we know that it is the economics of care that really drives decisions. But even upstream from that, in the United States, we do not appear to have been willing to adopt a philosophy in recent decades that truly values health. Now, many of our public health systems, they've stayed true to that. But in many communities, the sources of funding for public health have diminished. Those are mostly state budgets. And so what we see is that we have starved the public health and preventive health programs at the cost of being able to keep up with the other demands. Again, technology is highly expensive, building highly expensive. And so we've shifted to this very expensive healthcare system. And we all know that, again, when you compare the United States to other countries, ours is one of the most expensive, and we do not have across the board the best outcomes. Now, we are leaders in many, many ways. I don't detract from that at all. But when it comes down to nursing, and we're saying to these organizational leaders, how are you viewing your investment in nursing? The kinds of factors that we would want to see included are not always measurable. We know that nurses contribute to efficiency. We know that nurses contribute to better systems. We know that it's difficult to link an actual patient's outcome every time to some of the specific nursing care. But when we strip away the link between diagnosis and actual medications or surgical interventions or other ways that we have care provided, all of the other aspects of following what's happening with that patient's not only physical recovery, but also mental and emotional recovery, understanding whether they'll be able to take care of themselves once they leave the health system, recognizing if there are other pressures or other things that will cause their inability to get better, whether it's a lack of adherence to a plan or something like that, as well as the finer points of making sure that care is very much customized to that patient's recovery. Those don't have a dollar value on them. Those are not the kinds of things that are easily measured. So we need to help our organizational leaders become much more sensitized into understanding why they need to be more prescriptive in terms of maintaining their support for nurses, the right number of nurses, the workload that nurses are enduring, and making sure that they also understand that when they justify supporting nursing, they're justifying valuing health along with valuing the contributions that nurses make. And again, I think that is a paradigm shift that we've just not been ready to make in this country. So I think it's time for us to recognize that not only do we need to be reoriented and refocused on valuing health, but recognizing that it is nurses that are the key to making sure that those parts of the system work very clearly. Nurses are in every aspect of how we deliver healthcare and every setting that we deliver healthcare. But where the biggest concentration is in the United States is in our hospitals. And so again, I think this is why it's been the focus of so much attention. And yet it is part of our system that needs to be healed, not only economically, but philosophically.
From episode 129, Investing in Nurses, Invisible to Invaluable. That was nurse leader Pam Cipriano, immediate past president of the International Council of Nurses and former president of the American Nurses Association. You can find that entire episode, along with other episodes from our Investing in Nurses series, wherever you get podcasts. Just search for See You Now. Also, we would love to hear from you. Email us at hello@seeyounowpodcast.com and let us know what topics you'd like us to explore, what challenges you're seeing and solving, and what you think of the show. For See You Now, I'm Rebecca McEnroy. Thanks for listening.